Good morning. This is Wyoming Debrief from Wyoming Public Radio News. It's Friday, August 7th. I'm your host, Charles Pelkey, with these news updates from around Wyoming. A research team from Wyoming, Nevada, and Idaho is making it easier to get information about where to find critical minerals. Wyoming Public Radio's Hannah Merzbach reports they're doing that with AI.
Currently, when a researcher wants to see how much uranium, lithium, or cobalt is in an area, they often have to dig through legacy data.
Data that exists only on paper, whether that is a geologic map, a geophysical well log, a geophysical survey.
Now, University of Wyoming's Tyler Brown says that'll change thanks to the project team made up of university employees and state geologists. They're using non-generative AI to digitize the info and put it in a searchable database. The goal is to figure out how to produce more rare minerals.
We don't want to have to be reliant upon a foreign entity to get these materials that we need.
Critical minerals are found in everything from batteries to iPhones. For Wyoming Public Radio and the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Hannah Merzbach.
The American Red Cross has declared a national blood supply crisis. The organization says blood donations have fallen to a four-year summer low. One reason for low donations is extreme heat, but other environmental factors like poor air quality and monsoon conditions are also preventing people from donating blood. Rachel Flanagan, the executive director of the Southern Nevada chapter of the Red Cross, says dwindling blood supplies in one state impact others as the organization tries to fulfill local hospital needs.
Every day, if we don't have enough blood on the shelf, that is a crisis. And we never want a hospital to experience that. And every person's experience in that moment in a hospital is a crisis. And we want to make sure that we are avoiding that or from compounding that.
Flanagan says blood only lasts 42 days. Those wanting to donate can visit redcrossblood.org. A new app inspired by a hunter's desire to get more people engaged civically allows people to register comments with federal agencies considering changes to public lands. The Mountain West News Bureau's Yvette Fernandez has the details.
Typically, the federal government opens a public comment period before changing a policy on public land. But the Outdoor Recreation Group on X says that participating in that process can be confusing. That led it to create a free app called Public Land Comment Hub. It allows people to register comments with the Forest Service, the Bureau of Land Management, the National Park Service, and Fish and Wildlife Service. Spokesperson Lisa Nichols says public lands decisions set the rules for future generations.
Agencies are actively revisiting major rules, opening these large comment periods, and some of them are already drawing very high public interest, and that tells you that people really care about these places.
The Public Land Comment Hub includes deadlines and tips for how to write compelling comments that will become part of the public record. Yvette Fernandez, the Mountain West News Bureau reporter at KNPR in Las Vegas.
A draft water supply forecast predicts that in the future, the Columbia Basin will have less water available in the summer and early fall. Washington, Oregon, Idaho, and Montana are among the states that heavily depend upon it. Small portions of the basin's water reach into northern Nevada, Utah, and Wyoming. For the Mountain West News Bureau, Courtney Flatt explains.
Every 5 years, Washington's Department of Ecology must forecast changes in water needs and supplies, and what that could mean for people and wildlife. By looking 20 years ahead, they hope to help communities plan for long-term water needs. Sasha McLarty is a professor at Washington State University. She led the research team. She says there are things that can be done to help groundwater, like having some people use surface water instead. But
without those actions, groundwater levels are, on the whole, going down across eastern Washington.
The forecast also predicts multi-year droughts could get worse as the climate continues to change. I'm Courtney Flatt.
Widespread drought, hot temperatures, and wildfires across the state are hurting the ability of ranchers to produce hay this summer and reducing the quality of forage and pastures. Governor Mark Gordon has issued an executive order to help. He has authorized emergency relief permits for vehicles transporting oversized and overweight loads of livestock feed and livestock across Wyoming. The Wyoming Department of Transportation is reminding drivers that they still need to get the required permit and coordinate with the ports of entry on their route. The executive order is in effect for 30 days and can be found on the governor's website. And here's Ivy Engel with a lighter look at Wyoming news.
This is Around Wyoming. Here are some stories from around the state. Two Campbell County High School athletes earned top 10 finishes at the National High School Finals Rodeo. The Gillette News Record reports Keon Norris placed 8th in bareback bronc riding and Rame Hicks finished 9th in goat tying. The Wyoming girls ranked 15th out of 43 teams, while the Wyoming boys finished 13th. A Wheatland high schooler has made it to the top of a national golf tournament. Tate Nichols tied for 5th place at the Junior America's Cup in San Diego. He came in 5 strokes under par. A far-flung family came together for a new tradition to honor a member who died last year. The Sheridan Press reports Carol Hunt Engel's sisters-in-law and nieces ran in the Sneakers and Spurs run in purple tutus, which was Engel's favorite color. Her father and brother will also continue Engel's tradition of driving a purple-themed Jeep in the Star-Spangled Rodeo Parade and sharing her faith every year. Teton County Search and Rescue recently received a second FAA certification for its helicopter program. Buckrell reports the agency voluntarily sought these certifications to build community trust because they're not required for a program like this. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.
And here's today's Wyoming trivia question. Who was the very first winner of the all-around championship at Cheyenne Frontier Days? Send your answer to wyomingdebrief@gmail.com or by message on Instagram or Facebook. We'll be sure to sing your praises if you're the first person with the right answer. As for yesterday's trivia question, which of Alan and Ann Simpson's children became Speaker of the House in the Wyoming legislature? Colin Simpson, a Cody attorney, was elected to the Wyoming House of Representatives in 1998 and served as Speaker from 2009 until his retirement in 2011. Congratulations to Andrew Fang, the first with the right answer. Well, that's it for today. Thank you for joining me, Charles Palkey, on Wyoming Debrief this morning. Have a good Friday. Watch for fire and smoke this weekend, and join me again on Monday.